Thank you, Chair. At the outset, Lesotho wishes to extend its heartfelt condolences to the colleagues at the Permanent Mission of Iran and to the people of Iran for the loss of their president. We align ourselves with a statement delivered by the Gambia on behalf of the African group. We also wish to extend a warm congratulations to His Excellency the Ambassador of Kenya on his election as Chair Rapporteur of this working group, and we assure him of Lesotho's support and are confident in his sound leadership in fulfilling the mandate of this working group and reaching tangible solutions. In the same vein, we extend our support and confidence to you, Chair Rapporteur at interim, my dear brother, the Deputy Permanent Representative of the Gambia, in steering the deliberations of this session to concrete decisions. Mr. Chair, Lesotho similarly welcomes the convening of the 22nd session of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the DDPA and reaffirms its commitment to producing a draft declaration on respect, protection and fulfillment of the human rights of people of African descent. Lesotho unequivocally supports the notion that efforts to eradicate racial discrimination are not merely supplementary to ensuring that core human rights instruments are upheld. Anti-discriminatory efforts are, in fact, fundamental to states' obligation to each other and to all human beings. In the light of the concerning actions taken by some states to undermine the implementation of the DDPA, Lesotho urges all states to renew their commitment to the eradication of racism and to cease the propagation of destructive ideas that spread hate speech against racial, ethnic, and religious minorities. Lesotho echoes the statement made on behalf of the African group regarding the need for increased political will and commitment to address the ongoing suffering inflicted upon people of African descent by the legacies of colonialism and slavery. We concur that it is imperative for all of us to strive to implement concrete measures against racism and racial discrimination in all its contemporary forms against people of African descent in an integrated and comprehensive manner. These measures include efforts to attain the 2030 agenda and to realize the promise of the Sustainable Development Goals to leave no one behind. They also encompass a second decade of people of African descent and the finalization of the Declaration on the Rights of People of African Descent. Lesotho remains steadfast in its commitment to promoting the rights of people of African descent and adherence to international norms and conventions that prohibit discrimination on the basis of race and color. To conclude, we wish to underscore that inherent dignity, non-discrimination, equality, and freedom from racial discrimination must apply to everyone, everywhere, at all material times. I thank you, Mr. Chair.